For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you asked us to choose the most popular home improvement of all time, it would have to be the kitchen, and there's really a good reason for this. Now, kitchens, along with bathrooms, consistently deliver the best return on your investment when it comes time to sell.
And yeah, it's really mission control for family life. It's the space you probably spend more time in than any other room in your home. Today's kitchens also require less upkeep as they're easier to keep clean and organized, two things that make cooking a lot easier. With us with tips on how to create your own low-maintenance kitchen space is Dan DeClerico. Dan is the home expert and smart home strategist for Home Advisor. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, it's good to be here, guys. Thanks.
You know, I saw a series, in fact, I shared it with Leslie, of kitchens throughout the years, and it really is amazing how many changes that room has gone through. Where do you think we are now, and what's going to be the next big thing in the kitchen space?
Yeah, I think it is on a 20-year cycle, so we're sort of entering into a new territory here, and I think there is a real emphasis on low maintenance. I think it's largely being driven by millennials. They've had a harder time getting into that first home. Now that they're there, they want the experience to be a little more stress-free, a little more frictionless than perhaps 20 years ago. So it's really influencing, I would say, first and foremost, a lot of the material choices, starting with countertops. If you go back 20 years, it was a beautiful marble countertop that, you know, if you dropped a glass of grape juice on it, your mother would rip your head off.
Yeah.
So a lot of interesting quartz for that very reason. It's a very durable material. It's going to resist stains and scratches, or porcelain slab, something else that's really coming on strong of late for the same reason.
Yeah, I mean, even laminate's making a comeback now, and that's pretty inexpensive, a couple bucks a square foot.
It is, and it looks great. Gosh, we were at the show a couple weeks ago, Kitchen & Bath Show, and some of these patterns and designs are so beautiful. And so, you know, if you want to go for the natural look, it's very convincing. And then there's all sorts of bright colors, and if you want to go a different direction. But yeah, laminate is a great choice.
And you know what I think is so interesting is that when it comes to these surface finishes, the floor, a gigantic surface in your house, there's so many options for that as well at a variety of price points. And then you sort of have to look at it as what's your level or want of maintenance and durability.
Yeah, I mean, people, hardwood floors are always going to love them, but hey, there's a lot. I got hardwood floors in my home. I mean, the scratching and it's an issue, the fading. So that's where something like a wood look porcelain tile can be a great solution, you know, very little upkeep without really any compromise in style. It looks fantastic. Similar with vinyl, some of the luxury vinyl tile that we're seeing these days is just beautiful stuff and at a much more reasonable price point than real hardwood floors.
Let's talk about colors. You know, the all-white kitchen's been popular for a long time now with the white subway tile to match. Where do you think the colors are going to go in the next few years when it comes to kitchen remodels?
We are seeing color come into the kitchen, and I think maintenance is a big issue there. That beautiful, pristine white kitchen doesn't stay that way for long. So better to introduce a little bit of color, you know, onto the cabinets, onto the walls. We're seeing beiges and blues, greens leading the way. So more colorful kitchens in the decade to come for sure.
Oh my goodness. And the cabinetry colors that are out there, you're right, with the blues and the teals. I mean, they're gorgeous. They're rich. They look like they're so heavily saturated and they make such a statement in the kitchen. And I love when you mix it with an unexpected finish on a faucet. You know, we're seeing all that antique gold again. It's so beautiful.
No, absolutely. And with the cabinets themselves, you know, shaker cabinets have, for several years now, have been coming on strong. But I think they're going to continue again. And you know, back to maintenance. If you compare that with a complicated French country cabinet from 20 years ago that was trapping grease and all those details were kind of hard to keep it clean. Shaker is just a much more sensible option that's still beautiful, still elegant. So you know, you're not having to give up style to get all these benefits of low maintenance materials.
Yeah, and as we said in the opening, I mean, the number one reason that folks love to remodel kitchens is because they actually give you a really good return on your investment. They help you sell the house if you want to sell it, and you get to enjoy it all the years leading up to that.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, the kitchen, it's the room that sells the house, but it's the room you're going to enjoy the most while you're in there. So, you know, spend some time, spend some money, do the job right.
Dan DeClerico, the home expert and smart home strategist for Home Advisor. Thanks for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thanks, guys.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.